All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 204. I am Chief ED, and I am here in Tokyo, Japan, and I am joined by Wombat.
Still,
Wombat is back for another go.
Yeah, I mean, still tonight.
Oh, still here. Yeah, we've having some technical difficulties, but we don't need to bore you with that.
Nope.
Shipwreck is. We're going to bore you with a lot of other things, so we don't need to bore you with the.
Going to bore me with shipwreck.
Right. Speaking
that
of
that,
was
a good segue. I like that.
So Shipwreck is here, and he's queer. Get used to it.
Why not?
Sure, we'll go with that today. At least it rhymes. So sure. We have like a really big show for you. We've all been playing a lot of games and finishing games and reviewing games. So we're going to talk to you about games in great detail.
But we're going to talk about games on this show?
Sure, why not?
That's weird.
Yeah, I think we're going to get right into it today. We'll start with some show feedback from last week, and we're going to keep this very brief because it doesn't need to be that long. And I'm just going to summarize the show feedback. Most people seem to agree that they thought Wombat was being a douchebag because of his bit where he asked five game journalists what they thought of me at E3. And for a minute, I thought that too. I mean, there was two sides of it for me. Like, one, I was impressed that he came up with a good bit for the show. Not that he hasn't done so before, but maybe, you know, it was good. It was a good bit for the show. On the other hand, I felt a little sad that people who, you know, I thought liked me maybe didn't like me as much as I thought they did. So there was two sides to that, but, you know, look, I'm fine. I'm not mad at Wombat. It was good fake radio. And
in the end, that's all that really matters.
I was disappointed to hear that I'm not the life of the party because, as I mentioned to Wombat, I quite literally was the life of the party. I threw a party. And without me, there wouldn't have been a party.
I didn't say that I didn't, that I personally didn't
think
you were the life of the party.
I mean, how many parties did that guy throw?
None.
Zero. So I'm, you know, what, 100% ahead of that guy?
You are.
Right.
And don't let anyone tell you differently.
I won't. And plenty of people in the thread said that they thought I was an okay person, which is fine, which I'll take it.
You're an okay person.
I'll take
That's
it.
That's great.
Anything to add on that, Wombat?
No, I think I'm going to actually try to not offend anybody this episode.
Good luck.
That's my goal. to not offend any race, creed, religion, demographic. So that's my goal.
So you're signing off now.
Right.
I think I can pull this off. As long as no one brings up those damn Irish, we should be fine.
Fine. Excellent. Okay. I mean, that was, unfortunately, most of the show feedback was dedicated to that. I mean, I did take some pleasure in seeing people call you a jerk off. But, you know.
Yeah, well, no, I understand.
It's better than them calling me a jerk-off. That's why I took pleasure in it.
Things were back to normal.
Exactly.
Really.
Yes, finally. We're back into the real world, not this strange, bizarro world where people hate me.
I understand.
Okay.
It's cool.
It's cool. Okay, everybody's cool. Everybody is happy. Shipwreck, do you have anything nasty to say about anybody?
I'm pretty down on myself for not getting the Hour of Victory tour going before the show, but that's still in the plans.
The wheels are in motion.
They are. I think I'm going to send it to Wombat first because he was on the original list and he never got to experience Hour of Victory. And I think if one of us has it fresh in our minds, then it'll be more fun as we pass it around to,
okay,
to the community.
That sounds like a good
plan. I can handle that. And what was I going to ask you? Oh, I wanted to know, is it like really exciting in Ohio because of LeBron stuff or is it just...
That's the other side of the state.
Okay, I didn't know if Cincinnati was LeBron country.
He's in Ohio or he's going to Ohio?
He's in Ohio.
He's born and raised in Ohio and
he plays
for
the
Cleveland Cavs right now. Okay. But he's in free agency and all these teams are trying to get him. And I would prefer he stayed with Cleveland, I guess. I don't know. I get to see him a lot more on TV then. But
I was just like, is really, what other basketball team is there in Ohio?
There's none in Ohio, but the Pacers are much closer to Cincinnati than the Cavs are.
Ah, see, I did not know. I don't know my geography that well, so I'm glad I asked.
Excellent.
Cleveland is nowhere near Cincinnati.
To put this in perspective, to tell you what's going on with this, Mr. GPD.
Right.
One of the two of the teams that he may go to are either also the Nets and the Knicks, and it's the top story on the news every night. And to announce what team he's going to, ESPN and LeBron James are doing an hour-long announcement special.
When is that?
Tomorrow night. So tonight, I guess, for people listening.
Wow. Well, can't wait
to hope it's like a variety show.
I really want it to be a variety show. I think that'd be awesome.
All right. Let's keep the show moving away from things that I have no idea what's going on with. Was that even a sentence?
I don't know. It's close enough.
All right.
Stick a period on the end of it. It's good.
Sure.
I had to edit Wombat's review this morning. It's a sentence. It's a sentence.
Right. It was compared to that, it was a sentence. Yes. Wombat's review was delivered line by line via instant messenger.
It was.
On the train.
On the train.
Typed and on my phone.
No lie, Cheapy's review was 5 or 6 paragraphs long, and Wombat's was 1 paragraph, which is fine. That's what we were going for.
Right. I think that was a good combo. I wrote a review for Singularity, in case you're wondering. Yeah. And it took me a couple of hours, easy, to write that. And even though it's not very long, but I don't know. I'm not a big fan of long reviews. I think what happens is a lot of times you read these, you know, 2-3 page reviews, and it spoils a lot of the game. And I don't just mean like plot points, but, you know, do you really need to read about every ability that you're going to get in the game? It kind of ruins it, you know?
Yeah.
One of the cool things when you play a game and you get a new ability, you're like, well, it's a surprise. So I tried to not do that. I just, you know, listed 1 or 2. But anywho,
I was very impressed that you wrote one.
Well, you said I finished Singularity and I knew that you didn't even have a copy of the game, and you told me to write a review, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to impress Shipwreck and I'm going to write a review. And I did.
Yeah, it was good too. You should write more of them.
I will if I get the opportunity to get new games in a timely fashion.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't happen at all.
It took me longer to edit Wombat's paragraph than it did for me to edit your entire review, so.
Well, yeah. Well, I sat and looked at it for 3 hours.
Well, yeah, yeah. Yours was finally tuned. Wombat's was one line at a time where he couldn't see the line that he had just written. And so every line of Wombat's paragraph had the words new, exciting, and original in just about every sentence.
Right. I think Wombat hung up. No, it was fine. I think it worked well, the little Wombat paragraph.
No, I think that's perfect.
Yeah, I think it was fun. I wanted to do that for Crackdown too, but Shipwreck beat me to the punch.
Right. He doesn't want to wait.
No, he doesn't.
You got to get this stuff out in a timely manner so we can get all those massive hits.
Yeah, I'm not saying he was wrong. I'm just saying that's what happened.
Massive hits, anyone?
Massive, yes, massive hits. We're the Chicago of reviews.
Right. Well, massive let's move hits. Right along and hit up those new releases, Ship.
Sure. The big one is Crackdown 2. I wrote a review. It's Crackdown 1, but slightly worse. It's so weird. Like, it's so hard to review this game because it's fun. Like, I have no problems calling this game fun. Like, I played it through the whole thing. But it takes place in the exact same location as the last game. You're doing the, like, exact same things, basically, except instead of taking out bosses and, like, the first game you had to like take out bosses and you kind of like took out their groups around there to get into the area where the bosses were at, or you could just surpass it all and get in there.
Each boss though had its own area and its own kind of set piece. I find in Crackdown 2, there's no set pieces. You're literally doing when you do the first mission, which is interesting. Cause when I first did that, you know, I'll spoil the first mission. You stand on
a
platform.
You'll spoil the last mission then, too.
I know. You stand on a platform until the thing turns blue, which takes about 30 seconds. You do that 3 times, 3 different platforms.
And dude, tells you to go to day one.
Then you go to a spot there where they tell you to jump into a big hole. And then when you're in the big hole, you have to shoot zombies until the other thing is charged up. And that's mission 1. That's also missions 2 through 9. It's the exact same thing in almost identical big holes that you jump into.
Are there 9 missions in the game?
Yeah.
And they get progressively more difficult as you do them.
That is true. They do get difficult as far as, you know, the amount of enemies, but the actual, you know, is there any change to what happens in those missions? No. The actual, you know, look and style and what you do does not change at all.
Yeah. And you do have the other missions where you're taking on the terrorists as well, and you just have to wipe them all out of an area to take control of it.
Yeah, you just go to a spot on the map and shoot terrorists until they say, oh, you've killed enough terrorists to claim this spot. That's it. That's it. But it's really just, those are the only two things to do.
And grab orbs, which is the main thing to do in the game.
I guess. I don't know.
It is. You put over or close to 1,000 orbs in the game. That is the point of the game then. The whole point of this game is to go grab those orbs.
The one thing I will say is that if they really did only make this game in 8 months, that's pretty impressive.
Well, they did. That's what the IGN story said, at least.
That's what the IGN story says, is that the game was made in 8 months, which is impressive on Ruffian's part and pathetic on Microsoft's part. But
well, is it even really that impressive? They took the first game, that, like you said, it's the same locations. They took some stuff out of it, like the cars don't transform.
Nope, cars don't transform. Even your outfit doesn't really transform that much.
I mean, I looked quite a bit different than you at the end.
You were just taller.
No, I was taller. I was beefier. My armor did look a little cooler, I thought.
It did look cool. You had two eyes, and I had one eye.
Right. But, and you get additions. They added a glider, like, part of your suit when you power all the way up, so you can, like, glide while you're falling. And there's little stuff like that, but
I guess what you're saying is you were disappointed. Overall, you were disappointed in what they did with the sequel.
Yeah. I don't see how you couldn't be. And it starts off, like, I've gotten a lot of people on my review saying that they're having a lot of fun with it. It starts off, like, great. Like, I started playing this game, and I thought, like, 2 hours into it, I'm like, I'm going to give this game an outstanding. Like, I'm loving this. Because I thought they had added these new mission types to the existing mission types. Like, I thought there was going to be, like, these things were going to just be popping up on the map, and then I was going to go fight a boss. And these things were helping me get to that boss. But there's nothing, you're not going towards anything.
That's what I thought, too. When I did the first mission, I'm like, oh, this is cool. I kind of like this new mission. I wonder what the next mission's going to be like. And then it was the same thing. And I'm like, well, is there anything else? And then it turns out that there really isn't. And I was quite disappointed in that. Are we allowed to talk about how we got review copies? Like the format?
Yeah, okay. We can talk about that.
Okay, because they were sent to us as download codes.
They were for a full game on Xbox Live Marketplace. We got just like any kind of code you would get for downloading like a piece of armor or whatever DLC.
Do you think this game would? I mean, we don't know what the sales are going to be like, so for all we know, it's going to sell a boatload of copies. But do you think this game would have been better off as like a digital release for a discounted price?
I think anything that would discount the price in this game is I really see this as like it's almost like they put out like a game of the year edition almost. Like it's just tweaked a little bit.
It feels like it does. It feels like an addition. It does not feel like a new game.
Right. All right. Well, I mean I actually ordered this game from Amazon Japan and it still hasn't shipped yet, but now I'm thinking maybe I'm gonna hit the cancel button.
I'll play it with you if you get it. Like it's still fun to jump around and stuff, but it's the same game as the first game. And that's not like saying like Halo 2 is the same as Halo 1 or Halo 3 is just the same as Halo 2. It's literally like if you played Halo and you're playing the exact same levels again.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty
Although
weird.
Although it was fun playing together. Shipwreck and I played together.
Any lag worked pretty well?
Yeah, I don't think there was any lag. No. The only real issues are, you know, there's too many ledges that look like you could grab onto them and you can't.
Right. All right.
That really bothered me. But other than that, yeah, I mean, it's not fun. That
it's just disappointing. It's like RoboCop 2.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's more like RoboCop 3.
Oh, wait, really? That's no good.
Yeah. It doesn't have the charm of RoboCop 2. Like, you don't see a robot rip its head off.
Right.
But
it has Rip Torn.
But yeah, exactly.
Understood. Okay, you've said it all. You've said it all.
No, I like that scale. I forget it exists.
Oh, yeah, it's the best scale ever. let us see what else is out this week.
Also out this week, I just posted a review for Tournament of Legends, which is a Wii-exclusive one-on-one fighting game.
Oh.
It's like a 3D arena-based thing. It's kind of like Soul Calibur because it's weapons-based, but it's a lot more simple than Soul Calibur. It's a $30 game, so it's coming out of the budget price, and I kind of like it. Like, the motion controls, you can play it with either Wii and Nunchuck, or you can play with the classic controller. And I actually liked playing it with the motion controls better. And you are like, you do swinging motions to swing your weapons and everything, but it's kind of fun. And what I really like about it is that it kind of is a throwback to all those really terrible characters that were in fighting games like years ago. So,
for example,
you have a Minotaur who is a pacifist and is only fighting because people are killing trees.
That's a good reason.
And so he sprouts trees up out of the ground that like impale people, but it's a T-rated game, so it just does damage. There's no blood or anything flying all over the place. But the armor and everything flies off of him, and it's just kind of charming. It's certainly not a great game, but I if you find it for like $15, I'd pick it up.
Is it like Eternal Champions?
Yeah, it would be similar to that in the kind of characters that are in it.
Yeah, because that was also made by Sega, wasn't it?
Eternal Champions? It was on the Genesis. I'm not sure who made that. I want to say that was like Acclaim or somebody.
But I want to say it's Sega. I think they made that to come out with that motion controller.
You're correct.
Look at that.
It was Sega. Well, this is made by High Voltage, the guys behind The Conduit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they put out at least technically quality stuff.
All right, what else we got?
For the PSP, there's Shin Megami Tensei Persona 3 Portable, which I'm sure is a very good version of a very good game. Seems like a good game to have in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it for retail. For
what about
Xbox
Dragon
Live,
Quest?
What'd you say?
Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest. Dragon Quest for the
DS.
The Wii? Oh, for the DS.
Right.
Okay. Oh, well.
I mean, I don't care. Give a shit about Dragon Quest, but I know a lot of people do.
Sure. I didn't look that one up.
It's coming out this week. Dragon Quest.
All right.
Be there.
Good.
I
won't.
Good
job.
Thanks.
I didn't realize that was coming out so quick. And then for Xbox Live Arcade, Secret of Monkey Island Special Edition 2 came out. And that's supposed to have like a director's commentary on it with Ron Gilbert and Tim Schafer and another guy. I forget the other guy's name, but all three guys that worked on the game originally, which that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other game that came out, which I played a little bit of, was Blacklight Tango Down.
Right.
Which is a class-based persistent online first-person shooter.
Is it any good? I watched the video of it, and the customization part sounds really cool, but when the actual game looks kind of like doo-doo.
It's kind of weird. Like, I don't quite know the story behind the game or whatever, but when you shoot somebody, they de-res, and when you get shot, you de-res, kind of like you just turn into pixels and disappear.
All right.
And
well,
there's, like, grenades that you can throw that kind of make the screen pixelated in certain spots so you can't see when you're in there. So I'm not sure what that's all about, but the actual gameplay, it seems fine. It didn't blow me away or anything, but I've only played it for maybe 20 minutes or so.
How's it look?
I mean, it looks good. It doesn't look like a full retail release, but it looks fine.
Do you have the full version?
I don't. I was just playing the trial version.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
The way the trial works, I think you have access to everything, but it's only for an hour. Okay. So,
I'm going to try today. If I have time.
Yeah, it didn't seem too bad.
All right. That's it for the new releases then.
Family Feud on PSN.
It's made by the same people that made Jeopardy, right? Which you hated.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not? Oh, okay.
No, different company.
Who's the host in Family Feud? Is it, what's his name? Dawson?
I don't think it's anybody.
It's Johnny, some guy you never heard of.
It's not Louis Anderson?
No, it's not Louis Anderson or
the guy who killed himself?
Yeah, they brought him back. They thought that was a good move.
Right.
It's the ghost of Ray Combs.
Right.
Yeah, and it's not Richard Dawson.
No.
It's not Richard. It's not, what's his name from Tool Time? From, Home Improvement.
Al
Borland.
All right, can we move on to some keg shopping news?
I guess. There have been a lot of hosts of the Family Feud.
I know. I actually like Family Feud, and I used to have all these game show games. Remember when they released them for the PC, like, I don't know, 20 years ago? I don't know.
Yes, I do. I think everyone had those.
And they were cheap. They were, like, budget-priced. And they had like, every game. Wheel of Fortune, Family Feud, Jeopardy. And they were all good. Like, especially Jeopardy was really good. And I bought all of them, and I liked all of them. And if this Family Feud is good, I would buy it. It has online multiplayer.
Top five answers on the board. Name one thing Chibi does when he's home by himself.
Masturbate.
Ooh, number two answer.
No, actually, I do. But I don't know. I'm just, it's not exclusive to being home by myself. That's
no. Oh, yeah. I see.
All right.
Number one answer?
Yes.
Take a dump.
That's true. I do that as well. I don't do both at the same time, though, in case you're wondering.
No, that's gross.
Anybody left listening who didn't throw
can
up
you
yet?
Really, can you really sell? Can you really self Blumpkin? Is that what that auto Blumpicate?
Right.
Is that
what that would manual mean? Blumpkin?
Manual, the manual Blumpkin.
Let's move on before anyone else throws up. Move on to the actual keg news and shopping news. Let's see. I mean, not a lot of deals this week. We got Red Dead Redemption is $45 at Best Buy and Amazon. And we've got a coupon code from GameStop, $29.99 plus orders. You can get 20% off and free shipping with coupon code 20FGS. And that ends at the end of this month. So you can get some good deals with that. And I don't know, is this points deal still good? Let me see here. Yeah, Amazon and Walmart, you can buy 1,600 Microsoft points for $16.54. And I don't know, that's kind of it for the deals.
There's some good Xbox Live Arcade games on sale.
Oh, like what?
Like Mega Man 10 for $5.
Oh, and Afterburner?
Yes, and Afterburner Climax for $5. Those are the two I picked up this week.
And also, and almost all the music DLC, is it like for Rock Band, Guitar Hero, and Lips, almost all that stuff is discounted. On Xbox.
Yep.
Is that I wish the say? DJ Hero stuff was. They've got that Lady Gaga song there, and I don't want to pay $7 just to have that. But
right, for one
it's
song.
It's pretty tempting. It's two songs, but I don't want the second song. I don't remember what the second song is.
Not Lady Gaga?
Right.
All right. And for Keg News, I don't know, we gave away the five Xboxes. We're still giving away $10,000 from GameStop and gift cards. So just head over to our contest page on CAG. Make sure you get in on that. And that's about it, I think. We did improve. If you use our shopping search engine, you know, where you just type in the name of any game title in the search bar, Super Programmer John has greatly improved our scanning algorithm, which is very exciting. So it should be better now. And also in your collection systems, it now ignores the if it's the first word in term for sorting purposes.
We need to get it so it ignores A as well.
Okay. I'm sure Super Programmer John will listen to this and he will make it happen. Let's move on. Oh, let's say hello to our friends from GoDaddy.com and give you some coupon codes for all your domain registration and website hosting needs. 10% off any order, CAG10. $5 off a $30 order, CAG5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with coupon code CAGDOMAIN. That is GoDaddy.com. Recognize.
Remember, kids, if it's not GoDaddy, go fuck yourself.
That was in their Super Bowl commercial. I can't believe you remember that. Excellent. Let us move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff. There's so many games we need to talk about. I mean, let's start right away with Singularity, which is the game that we wrote the review for. And did you finish it yet, Wombat, or you're really just right at the end there?
I'm like right at the end. I think I have like a half hour left.
Okay.
So,
well, why don't you go first? You talk about the game first, and I will listen.
Sure. I mean, it's made by Raven, and as you know, I've mentioned, I'm big fans of the work they do. So I was very interested and excited to pick the game up. And I mean, it starts off kind of slow. I don't know if you felt the same way, but I think the first hour of the game is probably the weakest of the game.
Right. It tries to be a little Bioshocky, I think, and it has like that campy background film that you watch that has, you know, done in like the over the top cheesy style that all the those Bioshock plasmid videos are done in.
Exactly. And it's a little, you know, and it's a little slow going, and it's really not until you find the secret lab that the game really picks up.
Right. And you get the TMD.
Yes. And that's really what makes the game different. The way I just, you know, I feel about the game, it's almost as if they played Bioshock and they were sitting around the Raven offices and like, have you played Bioshock? This game's awesome. Yeah. We should make a sequel.
Right.
And they made their own sequel to Bioshock because it kind of does feel like that, but it's better than Bioshock 2.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It was more fun, certainly.
Yeah,
it was in development for a lot longer than Bioshock 2 was as well.
That's true, too. But it definitely does, you know, the TMD is also, you know, yes, it is on that other hand, like you would use the plasmids in Bioshock. But it does some unique things where there are elements and objects in the environment that when you use your time manipulation device on it, it either ages it or makes it young again. So an old rusted broken staircase, you can use it on it, and now it's a perfectly good staircase and you could go up to the platform. So it's kind of cool and how they use that for puzzle solving and things. And it does gain more powers throughout the game, but I'm not going to say what they are because I don't want to spoil it for people.
Right.
And you know, the weapons are good too. I mean, I find that I really only use one of the weapons.
Which one?
I use the assault rifle.
Okay, I like the auto cannon, which is like, you know, a minigun basically that you spin up with a left trigger. I use that for most of the like the second half of the game, pretty much.
So are you dual wielding? Like, are you shooting things with one hand and then shooting your gun with the other?
Exactly.
Like,
well, yeah, you have the TMD on one that you can always use on your left hand, and then you have a gun. You have two guns that you can carry with you.
So you can do both at the same time then?
Yeah, I mean, you can't shoot bullets and the TMD at the same time. You have to stop shooting the bullets. But
so it's more like Bioshock 1 then?
Yes, it's more like Bioshock 1 in that sense. But there's really no reason to use them both at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, like you wouldn't want to. It wouldn't make sense to.
The stuff that you mentioned with the aging the staircases and the crates and stuff like that and unaging them, making them young. And I mean, that stuff was okay. It was a little gimmicky and they could have done more with it. But I really liked like the combat powers with it, and I'll mention two that I mentioned in my review. The one that I love the most is called Deadlock, and what you should probably do right now is just go to YouTube and type in Singularity Deadlock, because it looks awesome. What it does is you throw a ball like this, like a sphere down, and when it hits something, it makes a bubble, and anything inside the bubble gets slowed down a lot. So what they say is it stops their momentum or something like that. So what this means, if there's bad guys in there, they're basically, you know, slow down to a stop. But bullets, I guess, because they have greater momentum, continue to travel through the bubble, but they just move really slowly. So if you make a bubble between you and the bad guys aren't in the bubble, you see the bullets going through the deadlock sphere. And it's a pretty neat effect. But my favorite part is, you know, you basically, you slow down the enemies and they're just ripe for the picking. So you just walk up to them with a shotgun or any gun and just shoot them right in the head. But it doesn't kill them right on the spot because like the time is slowed down so much.
Yeah, it's when the bubble goes away.
Right. So you basically,
It's pretty funny.
You have like three or four guys in there. You shoot them all in the head. And they're just sort of standing there. You see, like, the blood splatter, but they're not dead yet until the bubble disappears. And then, like, all their heads pop off, and they fall down together.
And it's also really useful because there's some bigger, tougher enemies, like the ones that carry the miniguns that you were talking about before.
Right.
And the only way to kill them is to put a big bubble around them. And just, I would like unload a clip from the assault rifle.
Right.
And the guy still stands there and then the bubble pops and he just falls over.
It's great. I mean, you take the limbs off the guys. It's a lot of fun. And that made the game for me right there. If there was no deadlock in the game, I would have thought this is just like an average game. But the deadlock, the whole deadlock thing just did it for me. And also the other power that's kind of cool is the melee attack in the game. And I use that term loosely because you don't actually touch anybody. You just hold your hand out and like a pulse comes out. But it basically dismembers them.
Yes, it does.
And just knocks them back and dismembers them, which is pretty awesome.
I think the game would be better if there was more upgrading more frequently. I think that the upgrade system, you don't really get enough to upgrade enough of your abilities, and upgrading points, because you can only upgrade at upgrade machines, don't appear often enough. And I think the game would...
Okay, I mean, I upgraded pretty much everything. You're talking about the powers or the weapons? Cause,
both.
Yeah, I mean, I really went out of my way to look for the power, the currency to upgrade your stuff. And I upgraded my deadlock pretty early all the way, and I mean by the last quarter of the game my guy was so powerful that like it was, you know, it was still fun because I'm taking the heads off of people, but I didn't feel like I was gonna get stuck anywhere.
Yeah, I think I was just upgraded, like I upgraded my health a lot.
Yeah, that's boring. You gotta upgrade the deadlock.
I was saying that took up like all my points.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. It's a lot of fun. I gave it what did I give it? Very good rating. And
yes, we both did.
Yeah, it's just a solid, well-done first-person shooter. And if you look at the first-person shooters that have come out this year, there's just not that many. You got BioShock 2, Metro 2033, another Russian type of game there, and Battlefield. And is that it for Xbox 360? I think, did MAG come out this year? I think MAG came out this year, but...
Yeah, MAG came out in January.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I recommend the game Singularity. Check it out. Fun times. My only complaint, actually, my biggest complaint is that once you finish the game, there's no way to go back and replay the sections that you've already completed. Like, there's no, like, chapters or anything. So your only choice is to start over from scratch or to play the multiplayer. And multiplayer is okay. It's, you know, read the review for more information on the multiplayer.
I think the game, even if it had like a new game plus where you could start with your upgraded weapons, that would be kind of cool.
Yes, that would have been good. But it doesn't. I tried it.
Yeah.
I wanted to shoot the heads off more people in deadlock mode.
Maybe they could patch that in. Are you listening, Raven? That in.
Chapter select or something would really be nice.
Are we going to do a community night with them?
I don't know. We'll talk about that later.
Fine.
They're just going to kick our ass. I mean,
of course they are, but it's so what? It's still fun.
Okay. Let's move on. What else? What are we talking about next, Ship?
I think next up is Transformers. Okay. Did we both finish that or just
I didn't finish me? It. I moved right to Singularity.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about Transformers last week, but I really dug my way into it this week. I don't really like Transformers that much. The storyline and the characters are good. Like, I like what they did there, but the actual third-person shooting, it just drags on for me. Like, it's just a hallway after hallway of shooting nameless robots in the chest with guns until I run out of ammo, and then turning into a car and running away until I get more ammo out of a crate, and then running back and then shooting them some more, and then... That's pretty much what you do for this part.
It seems slightly better than like the bare minimum of what they had to do to make it okay. You know, like it's barely more than okay.
Yeah, which I get why people like it so much. And apparently a lot of people are into the online stuff as well, which I checked out, and I'm not a big online versus multiplayer guy. So I played a few rounds, saw what it had to offer, and kind of said, okay, that's nice. But it's definitely cool to see all the characters again, like seeing Soundwave and be able to play Soundwave and Megatron and Jetfire and Optimus and everything. It's cool.
It would have been a lot cooler if they looked more like the real guys.
They look close enough.
Yeah, like, I guess.
It's taking place on Cybertron, so they're not going to look exactly like what they did in Generation 1. But it's just... The gameplay, it's just not all that good.
It'll be a good budget pickup when it drops in price.
Right, right. I don't want to say it's a bad game, but it's mediocre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boo.
Boo. So I don't know. I mean, if you're a huge Transformers fan, there's some value there. You'll get a kick out of it. If you're not a huge Transformers fan, forget it.
Yeah, it'd be like me going in and playing a Bionicle game or something. Like,
right.
I don't think I've had any ties to the,
the Bionicle IP. Universe.
Yeah, I don't really have that many ties to the Bionicle universe.
Well,
right,
the Achapua tribe has to help the Kookapuka tribe find the masks.
Right. All right. Let's move on. What do we got next?
All right. Puzzle Quest 2 came out last week for Xbox Live Arcade, and I've been playing some of that, and Mrs. Shipwreck's been playing a lot of that. And it is a better version of Puzzle Quest.
Is it coming out for PlayStation Network?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
Why do you ask?
Because it's in the multi-platforming segment.
Oh, well, it came out for DS as well.
Oh, so okay, there you go.
Eat it.
The proper term is suck it, actually.
Oh, not with Shipwreck. With Shipwreck, it's a meal.
I understand.
Yes. But just some of the little things that they've done, they completely rehauled the whole map system, so you're actually closer to it. You're not just walking around on a 2D overworld map. It's more isometric now. But the battles, it's all still like match 3 gameplay, but the spells and everything, you can kind of chain them together better this time, and you can actually attack with your equipped weapon or use your shield. They've added gauntlets to the map, or not to the map, but the playing field. And so when you match those gauntlets, those add to your attack power, and if you get enough of that built up, just like your magic, then you can just strike with your sword or your bow or whatever your weapon is. But you can chain all the different spells you have together. Like Mrs. Ship is playing as a barbarian. She has a spell that lowers the enemy's defense, and then she has a spell that like doubles her offense. And so she can cast those back to back and then attack with her weapon and take like 1/3 of their health away in one turn.
Interesting.
So it's got a lot more to it. There's a lot of mini games in it and everything, and it seems like it's going to be pretty substantial, but the only downfall is the storyline still isn't interesting at all. It's just really bland.
Right.
They need to get like a really good writer in there, and I think like they could
like
really...
Wombat.
Yeah, like Wombat.
Yeah.
Get on that.
Okay.
You should send them tomorrow. The script like line by line via instant message.
You're just jealous. You're just jealous that that's how I did my review.
I sat at my computer for 3 hours.
And I was like, hey, I haven't had coffee yet. I can write a review.
All right.
I've also been checking out Lego Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
And that is pretty different than the other Lego
games,
really? Actually. Yeah, they've made it more complicated, which I'm not sure is a good thing.
Hmm.
Rather than just going around beating up people, it's a lot more about puzzle solving. And you learn different spells, and you select different spells, and those interact with the blocks. And you can actually pick up blocks and move them around, like kind of like telekinesis type stuff. I don't know. The split screen is... Well, the two-player, they have the split-screen mechanic to it now, to where if both players get far enough away from each other, the screen starts, like it's a line kind of directly in between the two. So it doesn't matter, the screen could be split diagonally or horizontally or vertically. It just depends on what location the two players are in. And that kind of messes with Mrs. Shipwreck's head when she's playing. She doesn't like split-screen games. She likes to see everything at one time.
Right. Me
and
too.
It kind of causes you to go around and keep trying everything again and again, because you don't realize what the other person has already like opened up to get the little Lego nubbins out of.
Nubbins.
So it just seems to take longer.
Do they add any online modes yet to these games?
They had in one of the games previously. They did it in one game, I think one of the Lego Star Wars games, and then they haven't done it since. This is just
I didn't think any
co-op.
Of them did.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I think there was one that had it.
Okay.
Question.
I think
no
one of the re-releases. Maybe Indiana Jones 2 or something? I want to say there was one of them that had it.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I might be making that up, but I'm not sure.
Even if you don't know the history of Eternal
Champions.
Because
Mrs. Ship hasn't seen or read any of the Harry Potter books or movies.
Oh.
So it doesn't hold up if you don't know the source material. You have no clue what's going on.
All right.
They're good movies. You should watch them.
Well, we're planning on it, that we're going to watch the movies and then play the games.
Okay.
What else we got? Kane and Lynch 2 demo. Anybody else play that besides me?
I did.
Did you like it?
I played the campaign part.
Yes.
I know you don't like the filter.
It's okay. It doesn't bother me that much, actually, in the campaign.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
No.
Not that we can talk about it again, but if you want to.
No.
We talked about what we saw at E3 a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah, a couple weeks back.
I can't figure out if I hate the game or not.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I feel like the weapons aren't accurate, which I think they've done on purpose, but it seems like it gives it kind of a grittier feel, but at the same time, I like to aim at a person and shoot them. So.
Right. I feel that they did that whole filter thing so they could hide like the low textures in the game.
Well,
low quality textures. I don't know. I mean, it seems okay. I don't know. Some people were complaining they don't like the shaky cam, but you can turn that off in the settings in case you were wondering.
But yeah, the demo doesn't have the co-op campaign, which the normal game does, right? Online co-op campaign?
I would hope so. I think so.
Because I think it could be fun like that.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. The old one had offline co-op. But I don't know. It seems okay. I mean, I guess this is like a special demo. You have to like send a text message to get it somewhere. So Google that shit if you want to get the demo. And all right. That's a lot of games we just talked about.
There's still more to come.
Yeah. Are there?
Sure, why not?
All right. What else we got going on in the world of Wombat's news and stuff? Wombat.
Did you love Alpha Protocol?
I kind of liked it.
Shipwreck did.
Well, you could always play that one you have again, because there will never be a sequel.
Yeah.
No sequel to Alpha Protocol.
That's kind of weird that they're announcing it, like, the game's been out, like, for a month, and they're like, nah, we're not going to do it with that again. Don't bother with that. Don't bother picking that game up.
Like, fuck that shit. What are we, just like throwing money down the toilet?
At Sega, I think that's actually what it says on the business cards.
Fuck that shit, we throw money down the toilet?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. So, Shipwreck will shed a tear over Alpha Protocol.
This is something that everyone wanted us to talk about. It's,
okay.
Blizzard is now requiring people to use real names on their forums.
On the forums?
On the forums, in their official forums.
Okay.
So no more anonymity when using the Battle.net forums.
And what's the general consensus? I mean, for me as a man who runs a large internet forum,
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, people have to use their real first names and last names when using the forums.
What if I just make up a first name and last name?
I don't know how that
are they
going to,
like, contact my, hunt down my social security number and find out if it's really me?
Well, I guess maybe since it's tied to your account for your games, it's probably tied to your credit card.
Right.
Oh, okay. I mean, obviously they do it to try to, cut down on trolling on the forums. I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me. But on the other hand, I think a lot of the appeal for people that people post on forums is that they can be somebody else. And often that somebody else is an asshole, but I don't know. It seems like they're solving a problem that's didn't really need fixing.
Seems like there could be a lot of problems here. Like, what if people start tracking down these assholes in real life?
Right. Because I actually read a tweet from CJ, and I guess CJ maintains that he works for Adult Swim, right?
Yes.
So I believe he made a reference saying that he maintains a Facebook page and I'm assuming it's for Adult Swim, and that people use their real names and they're still assholes. So there's plenty of assholes using their real names.
If you want to steal identities of people that are obviously have all their credit card information online, probably in a server that's attached to that forum.
Right.
Hackers have fun.
This seems
bad. Like, I don't even, they probably have pretty good security ever at Blizzard, but it just seems like it's creating, like, or turning virtual problems into, like, potential real problems.
Right. Yeah, that the guy on Battle.net who, you know, made fun of my mother. I'm going to go hunt him down and stab him.
It's not very hard to find someone on Google.
Right. Especially if you have an unusual name.
Exactly.
Like Wombat.
Well, that's my real name.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wombat. Most people don't know that. Wombat McDonald.
So I don't know. I think it's sort of a silly idea. It's pretty useless, and it could open the door for more problems.
I think they turn it back off.
Okay. Yeah, could be. Or make it optional or something. What else? This one I put on myself because I know that you had met the community manager for the new Mortal Kombat game. So I guess in an interview, Ed Boon, who's the creator of Mortal Kombat, says that sort of the hardcore reputation of fighting games in general has limited their mass appeal and hurt their sales. And he says that he doesn't believe there's a large audience for really complex fighting games. But then he goes on to say that
we're going to make a really complex fighting game.
Right.
Which it's such a weird.
I was like, what are you doing, man? And I just want to beg if anybody from the Mortal Kombat development team listens to our show, please don't make it super complex. And if you do, make it so that people who don't want to spend, 3 hours a day memorizing moves can easily call up the moves from within the game and easily pull off the finishing,
I think your QTE idea was brilliant. I mean, seriously, in all honesty, I think that was one of the smartest ideas you've ever had.
Was that my idea or Shipwreck's idea?
I think that was your idea. And to not have that in a game, especially a game like Mortal Kombat, where it'd be perfect, if a fighting game doesn't implement that in some way at some point, I mean, it makes so much sense. If you want to, dummy down the fatalities,
Just
have a quick time event for the
fatality. And it's the fatality. It has nothing to do with the actual match. The match is over at that point. So we all just want to see the cool shit that happens from the fatalities, the babalities, the friendships, all that shit. Make it easy for us to do. Look, when I was in college and I was playing Mortal Kombat 2, I guess it was, I could do all that shit. I knew all that shit. I knew the babalities, and I was good enough that I could spend, and I was in college, so all I did was smoke weed and play Mortal Kombat. So I could do babalities to people all the time with almost all the characters. But now I'm an old man, and I just can't put that much time into it. So please think of us. Think of the old men who just want to rip people's heads off in a nice, easy way and turn people into babies.
We could always send an email to John Tobias Consulting. What do you think, Shipwreck?
Yes. Yeah, I was curious as to what John Tobias was up to these days. And the latest I could find out on Wikipedia was that he was a video game consultant now.
Oh, maybe he's consulting on this game.
Well, we could do a little CADcast theater. I could be the guy at who was developing Mortal Kombat, developing a game, and Shipwreck can play John Tobias.
Okay.
So, Mr. Tobias, here's our game. It's a first-person shooter. What do you think?
This looks pretty good. Have you considered maybe some ninjas? Maybe sticking some ninjas in here? Maybe some pits with some spikes, maybe? Like just all over the place, like a lot of ninjas, like red ones and yellow ones, green ones, ninjas.
And scene. Good work. Pusty. Good job.
All right. So yeah, please. The main point here is let us do the fatalities easily, and I will buy your game on day one. I'll order it right now. If I get a report, I will order it right now, and I'll tell everybody else to order it. All right. Let us move on to Sony. Shipwreck, you picked up Jeopardy.
I did. Despite it having 2-star reviews on PSN.
Crappy.
I don't know how you screw up Jeopardy so bad. Like, this is the worst version of Jeopardy ever. We barely made it through one game of it. It's multiple choice, so whoever rings in first gets to look at the four answers and figure out which one they think is right. So you don't really have to know any of the answers. Let's see. It's just crappy all the way around. There's no redeeming qualities to this version of Jeopardy. So I would avoid that
at any price.
Yes.
I'll take things Cheapy does in the bathroom for 1,000, please.
What is surf the internet?
Ooh, good answer. Good answer.
What is wash his ass with his Japanese magic toilet?
That's probably, I think that's the $500.
Right.
All the questions, all the answers are the same. Not pooping.
Right. What is beg Ty to make a poop in the toilet? We just started putting the training pants on him. It's not going too well.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Sabrina moved up. She graduated from one classroom to another at daycare.
Nice.
She had to pass like a test.
What was the test?
Ready for this? She had to
Can
be
you
able
walk
to...
from this classroom to the other?
Basically, she's not allowed to drink out of a bottle anymore. She has to drink out of a cup, like an open-topped cup.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Oh.
As long as she could drink out of like an adult cup.
I can do that sometimes.
Well, maybe you could go to the orange room now.
Excellent. Let's see. What else we have from Sony? Somebody take it away.
They're coming out with the two new games for the PSP called iPet PSP and Invisimals, which I think we saw at E3, Invisimals at least.
I didn't see it. I closed my eyes as soon as it came on the screen.
But they they showed it. Yeah, those games are not going to be PSP Go compatible.
Oh.
Because it requires the PSP camera, which isn't compatible with the plug on the PSP Go.
But in Japan, they have one, right? Is that the story? Like,
yeah, in Japan, they have this weird-ass circle, half-circle thing that goes around your PSP.
Look at that. Jesus. That looks like turns it into a Frisbee.
Yes, yes.
Like a Tron disc.
That would be better than the PSP Go.
Hmm.
But at the moment, there are no workarounds. And, they're saying that...
So no workarounds for my UMDs working in the PSP Go either.
Exactly. So, once again, Sony showing little support, I guess, for the PSP Go. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting.
Yep, sure. It is. Yeah. All right, what else we got?
The Tester Season 2 casting is now open for community voting.
I watched that whole damn season.
Well, now you can vote for who's going to be on Season 2.
Are there any hot chicks? That show was sorely lacking in the hot chick department.
I don't know.
You didn't watch
have to check.
You didn't watch it. Right. No. I'm going to vote for... Everybody vote for the hot chicks, please. No more fat guys.
I think it should be all fat chicks. All fat chicks. All hot chicks and one fat guy.
Right. All right. Let's move on to Microsoft. We already talked about Crackdown 2, but...
I have been playing Ancients of Uga, which is the new game from Ninja Bee, the creators of Cloning Clyde. And this is a lot like Cloning Clyde.
Oh.
You, instead of playing as clones, you play as these little gremlin-type creatures, and you control them by... you're like a spirit of some sort, and you move from creature to creature, so you can control different ones and have them step on different switches or climb different ladders, and then you try to get them all to a certain spot or accomplish a task. It's similar to Cloning Clyde. So it's pretty good. It kind of reminds me of an Oddworld type thing, too, because... The little gremlin creatures are slaves to another kind of creature. So I got to play more of it. I've played about an hour of it so far. It seems pretty solid.
Okay. What else we got?
The Xbox Live Arcade Summer of Arcade has been priced and dated.
I watched the video. I recommend everybody actually watch the trailer for Limbo, which is the game that comes out first on July 21st. It's like a black and white puzzle platformer that with a really cool look to it. And I don't know. I watched Ty was watching me watch it, and he made me, as soon as it finished, he's like, again. So I watched it about 10 times, and then I deleted it by accident, and then he was sad. But that looks awesome. Happen. Looks awesome, awesome. Even Wombat would like that.
They're all $15. That's my issue.
Oh, but if you buy, what's the story there? If you
buy
a deal
three,
here.
You get 400 points back somehow.
And if you buy five, you get $15 back.
Three? Well, I could buy three. I could see myself buying Limbo, the Lara Croft game and
the Castlevania game is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, maybe the Castlevania one.
I'll probably end up getting all five.
Right.
Because I kind of want Limbo, Hydro Thunder, Castlevania, and Lara Croft. And then I might as well buy Monday Night Combat since I'm getting it for free then.
Right. I don't know what that is, but okay.
I played that at PAX. It's not bad. It's a online multiplayer game.
Like car game or
no, it's
it's a third person shooter, right?
Yeah, it's a third person shooter with classes. It's a class based online third person shooter.
Okay. What else we got?
We got I hadn't seen this anywhere else, and I kind of stumbled upon it. Do you guys know anything about Destination Arcade on the Xbox 360?
It's just a new way to I guess browse the Xbox Live Arcade marketplace.
Yeah, and I guess is it an update to what's currently there? Is it going to change the dash?
No, because it's going to coexist with what's there already. I believe.
How's that going to work?
I mean, you can sort. It's going to be, I think, a new portal for the arcade. So, like, you could still go through the regular game marketplace and browse the stuff the way you do now. Or, I guess, you can visit the Destination Arcade section. And then you can...
So, from the dashboard, is it going to... I mean, I guess we could start guesstimating now. Is this going to be something that you're going to have to sit and wait for it to load up before you could even look at games to buy?
Like the Zune video marketplace?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I hate that I have to now, whenever I want to watch a video, I have to load up the Zune. It's not even on my Zune. It has nothing to do with Zune. Why are you calling it Zune? I don't have a Zune. I'm not even, and it's just, they're just game videos, the trailers I'm downloading, and I got to go to the Zune marketplace. And I'm in Japan, I can't even use the Zune marketplace. Fuck the Zune.
I'm going to guess this is something that's going to have to load like Halo Waypoint or the Rock Band stores or whatever.
Yeah, like, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of having a nice, coherent store if it's something, like, I'll be honest, if I could...
It's separate.
Yeah, like, if I have to sit and wait even 15 seconds to view this, I will never view it.
Well, here's the cool thing, though. You can, I guess, they're adding some sort of, like, you know, you can see what your friends are liking and what their, how they review it, I guess. You can... Because you can rate the games. Meanwhile, the rating system on Xbox Live Arcade is completely broken. Because I was waiting yesterday to download that Blacklight Tango Down game, and it already had like 3,000 reviews, and the game was not even out yet. It already had like a whatever the highest ranking was, the highest review score was, 3,000 votes. The game's not out yet, so they should probably fix that.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So, we'll see. We'll check out Destination Arcade. It's just going to be like a marketing portal, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I just think that if it was, you know, implemented, we don't know yet. Maybe it'll be perfect.
What do you think about this? So, first of all, Microsoft made $1 billion off of Xbox Live last year, right? No, it can't be 1 year, right? I mean, what is the story here? There's two parts to this story. One, that Bobby Kotick, the head of Activision, thinks that they should get a piece, or game publisher should get a piece of the Xbox Live subscription fees. And his argument is, you know, look, we have a really popular game, Modern Warfare, and people are subscribing to Xbox Live to play Modern Warfare. So I guess much like how, you know, with your cable TV, the cable TV company's got to kick back money to the content providers. They feel that Microsoft should do the same thing.
It is for a year, by the way.
Oh, it is for a year. Wow.
It is for a year. On the Bloomberg article, they say this is the first year that downloads have surpassed the money they make from the subscriptions themselves.
Wow. Pretty interesting.
Crazy.
Well, what do you think about Bobby Kotick's argument? Do you think that the game publisher should get a cut?
The subscription fees. Here's the problem is that he does make a compelling argument, but if you think that he would get a cut, I don't think that's going to happen. If anything, they would increase prices to justify having to pay Bobby Kotick. So Xbox Live, Xbox Live Gold service would jump up to $55.
I don't know why they should get a cut anyways.
Because he's saying they are causing people to subscribe to Xbox Live.
But the thing is,
they
makes
need
it
a platform for to release their game on. I mean,
and right. I guess what makes it different than cable is they're selling content, but they still get a cut of the content they sell.
Well, sure, and certainly when they sell the DLC, they.
That's what I mean. If they sell DLC. A map pack for Modern Warfare, that money goes to 70%. Yeah.
That money. If I was Bobby Kotick, sure, I'd want some of that money too. It's a pretty big pool of money.
Right.
Of course, I'm going to say I want a piece of that, but I don't think they really deserve a piece of it.
Yeah, they're not really justified at all now that I think about it, because they are getting money from the sales of their content. So what is he talking about?
And what kind of price do you put, and how much money do you get? I mean, what, you know, people are getting other stuff from Xbox, you know, Xbox Live. I doubt people. Well, I don't know. I mean, he's probably right, though. There probably are a lot of people out there who are just paying $50 a year for Xbox Live just to play that game. He said 60%.
I doubt that.
That seemed insane. I think that's what he said, 60%. Anyway, something to think about. Do we have anything for Nintendo?
It's a console.
Yep, it is.
There's a couple of them. There's the Wii.
I gave mine to Jon Snow.
Nice. Does he like it? Yeah.
Well, one of them. I don't know if he's using it. He wanted to play the English version of, I think, New Super Mario Brothers. I'm not, or Galaxy, maybe. I don't even know.
I'm just waiting for my Wii to die. It sounds really loud now.
Angry
it's
Wii?
It's frighteningly loud, yeah. And then I can buy a black Wii, and they'll all match.
Yay. Yeah. All right, so no, nothing for Nintendo, sorry. iPhone, I just wanted to say that my wife's iPhone 4 showed up. I don't have one still. It's really fast, especially compared to my 3G, and I really want it badly. I was able to replicate that, the grip of death where it cuts out your signal, but I had to work pretty hard to make that happen. So, and you know, like our network is pretty strong here, so I'm not too concerned about that problem. And I'll probably get a case for it anyway, since I've dropped my current iPhone about 5 times in the street. So I'll probably buy a case, and that'll fix the problem anyway, if I ever get one of these damn things.
Have you upgraded your 3G to the iOS 4?
No, I'm not doing that.
It's slow.
Yeah. Mine barely works now. My phone barely works.
Mine worked great for like a couple days on 4, but now like if I'm listening to a podcast or something and I try to check my mail or I get on Instant Messenger or something, it just starts skipping like crazy.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. Jon Snow, once again, I'll name drop Jon Snow. He upgraded his to 4 and he wound up reverting it back to an earlier version. I also reserved an iPad. Because you still can't buy it. They're still sold out here. So I've got an iPhone on reserve, an iPad on reserve. I'm all eyed up. Yay.
I have my phone. I have a Samsung.
Samsung what? What is it?
I have the Reality.
Reality, dude. That's the new hotness.
It is. It's awesome.
It's the only one of us three's phones who worked during E3.
That's right. I was able to check my emails.
Because you were on Verizon.
Exactly. And tweet shit out. Yep. I was tweeting shit left and right.
Yep. Speaking of tweets, let's move on to show us your tweets in the CAG bag. I don't know if I actually put any tweets on here, but anyway. Work the Shaft says, what do you guys think about buying games at release as opposed to waiting a few weeks?
That name
it seems
is dirty.
Almost all. What's that? Dirty?
That name is dirty.
Yeah, it certainly is. See, if this was Battle.net forums, couldn't have that.
Maybe his name is really Workin' D Shaft.
Right. Anyway, he says, it seems almost all new games can be had for substantially less if you wait a few weeks out of release. It's stupid for anyone to buy a game at release date. You're not wrong. I mean, what you said is true. I don't know if it makes you stupid to buy a game at release date, but if your goal is to save money, then I would say, yeah, that is... That would be a bad strategy, buying at release date. Although, maybe, right, because Amazon and actually Walmart and GameStop have all been doing these pre-order deals.
Kmart. Kmart's too.
Kmart's all over CAG now. Mr. Kmart has been posting on our site.
Yeah, yeah, he tweeted you today too.
Sure. What are you, spying on my tweets?
I am right now. I didn't know if anyone asked you any questions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I mean, but these pre-order deals are pretty good, getting you $10 to $20 credit. So, you know, you get in on like a $20 credit or a $10 credit, you buy a game right when it comes out, you finish it, and then maybe you trade it in somewhere, you don't do so badly. Let's see, Lucid Jake. Uh-oh, someone's calling me, but I'm doing a show. Come on, man. It's Camp and Kev.
Some people. Tell them to go to hell.
Should I answer the phone?
As long as you answer it, go to hell. All
right. Kevin.
Chippy chippy.
I'm doing a CADcast right now. You're on the CADcast.
All right.
What, do you want to get lunch or something?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm at home. I can be there like 12:30.
Okay. Sounds good.
I got to pick up some shit at Nishin, so.
Okay, maybe we'll go to All You Can Eat Pizza Buffet or something. Okay, dude. I'll, yeah. Hit me up later. By the way, everybody, hold on, wait. This is Camp and Kev who ate the giant Whopper 7. Whatever that was called. Right. How was the duty that you took after you ate that?
It smelled awful.
Well, I would hope so. All right, dude. I'll see you later.
Lotelia's got a new Tower Burger. It's 10 patties with cheese.
Oh, my God.
We're going to give it a try.
No. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Later.
Camp and Kev, everybody. Check it in.
That was awesome.
He's an American hero. Lucid Jake. He says, taking the price of the peripheral out of the picture, would Kinect integration make you interested in playing more real-time strategy games, considering that the major factor holding RTS games on consoles is the limitations of the controller? I believe that RTSs could be the genre that hooks enthusiast gamers onto the Kinect. Shipwreck?
That won't work.
No buttons.
There's no way that... I guess you could yell at it to tell... Select all troops. I mean, you can do that.
I guess you can have the quick icons just like literally on the bottom of the screen. You can point at them.
Yeah, but we've seen how well that works for pointing.
I know, like, it doesn't work at all.
It doesn't work. It seems like it would be a great idea if this was Minority Report type stuff where you were actually manipulating stuff with your hands, but that's not how this technology works. It's just not going to work.
Right. I mean, you need buttons also.
Yeah, Move might be better for this stuff.
Speaking of RTS games, have you watched the video of the Korean guys, like the professional StarCraft players, who, I mean, it's the most incredible thing you've ever seen, watching a professional Korean StarCraft player play. They show it splits, there's a video showing split screen with the guy's, you know, his hands and on the mouse and the keyboard, and what's going on the screen. They do about 300 actions per minute is what it takes to be a professional StarCraft player. So that means you're doing 300 things a minute in StarCraft. I don't know if you ever played StarCraft before, but that's really hard. And by the way, people I saw on the show threads wanted us to talk about StarCraft 2 or play it. It's coming out for Mac. So we could play it without having a PC.
Good to know.
Yep. T-Shadow, 2312, says, hello, Cheapy D, Wombat, and Shipwreck. I was wondering if Cheapy could tell us wishing to live in Japan, how long it took him to become a Japanese citizen.
You're not.
You cannot be a Japanese citizen unless you have Japanese blood in you. So I could never be a Japanese citizen.
So if you were of Japanese descent... But yes. Born in the States, you could become a Japanese citizen.
Yes.
Okay. Even if you're like fifth generation American.
Fifth? You're... Oh God, I don't know exactly what the rule is. Like how far removed you have to be. But you need Japanese blood in you.
And why would you want to be a Japanese citizen over an American citizen?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I really. Know.
The best you can hope for if you're a foreigner is, I think, permanent resident That's Brian Ashcraft from Kotaku has that. I don't have that.
You have to be really into anime for that, right?
Exactly. There's a big test about the anime and Pokemon and all that shit that I hate.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't want to give up my right to say that George Washington is the baddest badass who ever badassed.
That's a right?
That's a right. That's a right of an American.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. Ty has American and Japanese passports, but I think at some point you have to choose. Let's see. Frisky Tanuki with a long question. How much do you think the pretty 3D screen in the 3DS will change the way most games control on the 3DS compared to the DS? Most of the DS games I've played have had the action on the bottom screen, and I either use the touch screen or face buttons to play. But it seems like that may change on the 3DS, since those games will be focused on the top screen to take advantage of the new 3D screen. Even trying to use the touch screen could bring up the issue of forcing your eyes to switch back and forth between 3D and non-3D screens quickly. I have no idea. Shipwreck, you played it. I think
I'm
this
still
whole
digesting the question. I don't know. There's games that control on the bottom screen and you play on the top screen.
All the shit is going to make us go blind or crazy. Well, here's another. I don't know. It might be hard. It might even hurt your eyes more than not doing that. But
no, I mean, it's not like when you usually play a game, you're not looking at both screens all the time anyway. So they're just going to switch it to the top screen.
Right. I mean,
it won't change the way you play games that much.
Okay. Shipwreck says not an issue. I say you're going to go blind and crazy. Frisky also says or asks, do you think that Microsoft has gone a bit overboard with the SKUs, even with the new Xbox 360 that seems to be giving retailers a lot of consoles to try to sell? While picking up Red Dead Redemption at Best Buy today, I noticed the mountain of new Xbox 360s weren't the only versions of the systems they've had. They had about 10 to 15 of each SKU and everything, and all the elites, the arcades, the Splinter Cell Conviction, Final Fantasy elites, Spring Arcade bundles. There's about 50 other Xbox 360 systems between $150 and $350 that now have to compete with the new 250-gigabyte Wi-Fi-enabled systems. He says, even when people criticized Sony for having two or three SKUs at once, it wasn't this busy, and I can't imagine that the store manager is pleased to have all these systems to sell that will probably stagnate for a while. I guess there's no question. Oh, should they have followed Sony's lead last year and had some sort of drought to get rid of the old stock before introducing the new redesign that takes its place? Well, what they're doing is they're blowing them out. Like an arcade is now $150. I think Target this week is throwing in a $30 gift card. In fact, they made a mistake in the ad, so you could actually pick it up for $130. And get a $30 gift card. But that's what you're going to see. You're going to see these things clearanced out, right? And then you got to decide for yourself, is the cheap price worth having to worry about the red ring of death? Okay. Darkness Bear says, hey, Cheapy D, Wombat, and Shipwreck. Is there a reason Rage has been getting an insane amount of E3 awards this year? For instance, GameTrailers.com gave it the best PS3, 360 PC game and game of show. I was at E3 and saw very little on the title, and I am sad that I must have missed the free raging hand jobs behind closed doors. So were the hand jobs the best ever, or did you guys miss the sultry Russian woman hand massage because she was on break eating borscht? Because from the videos I've seen, I'm missing the appeal, what was shown? Ship? Hand job? Yeah, game. I didn't see, there was no game shown.
No, probably the same videos that you've seen. I mean, that's all we saw was a video of somebody playing. Well, I mean, we saw somebody playing it.
It's a first-person shooter with good graphics. I didn't see. Were there any mechanics to the game, your gameplay mechanics, that stood out to you that as special?
Not that I remember, no.
I mean, at least like a game like Bulletstorm, they do this whole, you know, like combo system and interesting ways to kill people, which really is what makes a first-person shooter exciting and interesting. But, you know, Rage looked like a good-looking first-person shooter, and that's pretty much it. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it got the best console game from the E3 Critics Awards, too.
I mean, maybe they saw something else. Let's see. The Blizzman Says, looking at a couple separate forum threads for the PSN Plus service, there seems to be a lack of clarity around do we or do we not get to keep the DLC that is free as part of the Plus service. It seems to hint that you do, but when I download the Cuboid DLC, it gives me the same message as when I download Wipeout. Have you heard anything? Anybody know?
Not for sure.
I assume that everything that you download that's free on PSN Plus, you lose if you do not pay your subscription fee. That's what they said.
I don't know. I've read both ways, so I'm not sure what is the truth.
Oh, okay.
Like, definitely the free games, I know you lose those, but I have read on both sides on message boards, and it just confuses me. So
my guess is that it's probably a technical issue with the DLC stuff, and that their goal is that to make you lose it when you stop your subscription. They said it during the E3 press conference.
Somebody should pay $50, download all the free stuff, and then cancel and see what they can get to.
Goemar says, hey, Ship, being that you enjoy Death Smiles, do you think there's any chance of me picking up, what the fuck, Mushihime-sama Futari and Espalada 2?
Yeah, those are both region-free games. I have planned on picking those up, but since I'm going over to Japan in October, I'm going to see if I can pick them up when I'm there.
You can't, because they'll be region-locked.
No. They're not region-locked. These are Japanese games that are region-free. You can buy them on PlayAsia. They're about $75 each.
Are you sure? I didn't know that any of those games... Is it published?
They're published games.
I'm looking up right now because I don't believe you.
I know for a fact these two shmups are region-free.
I'm looking.
Mm-hmm. Keep looking.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. No region protection. It's out of stock, too. Even at $75.
Yeah, and then he asks if Death Smiles is going to have a UK release. I don't think that Axis Games is a... Are they a UK publisher? Do we know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to see. I can ask Axis and see if they're publishing it in the UK. I can do that for him.
Well, another question for you, Ship. Bebop says, wants to know, how do you find time to play and review so many games? How many hours a week do you think you game? Don't you work full-time as an engineer? Don't you have other hobbies, that is, besides coaching your girls' basketball team? Coaching is in quotes, by the way. Just seems like you do a lot of gaming.
Well, I do. The key is I only sleep about 5, at most 6 hours a night, and I get up in the morning around, I don't know, 5:30 or 6. I start gaming then, or if I have a review to write, I start writing that then. Then I go to work. I come home, and Mrs. Ship doesn't come home for usually 3 or 4 hours after I get home. And so that is more time to game and do stuff. And that's pretty much it. Other hobbies, I play basketball during my lunch hour at work. And I don't know, the rest of my hobbies are just stupid stuff around here. So, and every other weekend, Mrs. Shipwreck works on Saturdays. So that gives me a whole
jackpot.
Saturday. Yeah.
There you go. Bebop also wants to know, he says, Cheapy, I've asked this before, are you ever going to get that gaming PC? The sweet deals on Steam again, you know? Here's the problem. I bought some stuff on Steam, and it was for the Mac, and it's good. The problem is, I don't think my wrists can take it. I mean, it's too hard on my wrists. Carpal tunnel, or I don't know what you call it, but it hurts. And I think that the less time I'm at a computer, the better. So, I don't know. I think I'm out. I'm sorry. Let's see. Last question comes from Red Joey. It's not even a question. He just wants to remind us. He said, last CADcast, you guys were talking about PS3 and Wii auto-downloading. If you think back to before the Microsoft launched the new Xbox experience, the 360 had an option to automatically download Xbox Live Arcade titles, but scrapped it when the new Xbox experience launched. Just an FYI. Yeah, why did they stop that? Is it because the games were getting too big?
That's probably part of it. I mean, some of these games now are over a gig.
Yeah, I mean, there used to be a very strict limit on the size of the games, and that's gone. I don't know. And the PS3 is only auto-downloading like patches and stuff, right? And free content, maybe? Yeah, I don't think it's downloading full games. All right, well, I think that's it for the show. Okay, well, in that case, I want to remind everybody to please review us on iTunes and subscribe to us on iTunes. We really appreciate your support. It helps our ranking in iTunes when you review us and subscribe to us. So please do it. Also, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/GBD, twitter.com/wombat5277, and twitter.com/shipwreck. Also, you can get video game deals at twitter.com/videogamedeals. And if you're in the UK, it's UK Game Deals. And, of course, we have to thank our friends at GoDaddy, GoDaddy.com, with their coupon codes for web hosting and domain registrations. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with coupon code CAG Domain, GoDaddy.com. And, yeah, don't forget that GameStop coupon. You get 20% off and free shipping on a $29.99 and up order with coupon code 20FGS. And also 25% off in-stock used games, $19.99 or more, with code 25USED. So thanks to our friends at GameStop and GoDaddy. And that's it. We're out.
Bye.
Hey, I know it's late there and you're on vacation and all that jazz, but I wake up this morning to find out these two big guys that you let run these boards have banned me. And let me tell you, honestly, from the cockles of my heart, actually below the cockles in the subcockle region, I have no idea why I was banned. They said personal attacks, but that's like saying that you really dislike Hitler because of his hate for the Jews. I mean, yeah, that, but I mean, that's my bread and butter. I don't understand what they're talking about. So I think the mod system needs to be tweaked somehow so it's not just like a two-word answer because, you know, I'm out there putting rubber to the road. I'm putting in a lot of FaceTime in a lot of different places, shaking hands, kissing babies, you know, signing 8x10s. I have no idea what they're talking about, personal attacks. So, you know, maybe a little more detailed explanation. But anyhow, whoever wielded the power is making me ride the pine until the 16th. So, I mean, you're not really hurting me. You're hurting the millions upon millions of JMAC fans that log in every day to see if I have an inspirational little verbal cookie for them to gnash their tiny little corn-like teeth on and, you know, start their day with a little positive mental outlook about how society's trying to fuck them over. You know, think about those people. Anywho, time to be hitting the old dusty trail. Well, good luck. We're all counting on you. Hope you're enjoying your vacation. And that's it. Later.